Welcome to the Forest Entomology Symposium, our seventh year. I'm Dave Coyle. John Nowak is seated in front, and Chris Fettig is prowling the campus somewhere here. The first announcement I have is that there's going to be a tentative forest entomology professor position at the University of Minnesota. There's a job announcement by the Career Center. Dr. Marcus Cerno is in the audience. If anyone has any questions, feel free to contact him. The tentative start date is fall of 09, and I would just say if you're interested, find this sheet, or we have a sheet up here, or you can talk to Dr. Cerno for more details as well. A couple quick announcements for our speakers. Water up here, talk into the mic. Please use the mouse to point if you can, and also make sure everyone's cell phones are either off or on silent, that sort of thing. For introductory comments, we just wanted to recap sort of what we've done thus far. This all started back in 2001 when John and Chris and I were at the meeting in San Diego and we were talking about the lack of forest entomology talks in general. I think there was maybe a half a dozen over the whole meeting that had to deal with forest entomology. So we got together, we racked our brain, and we put a symposium together for 2002. It was pretty well attended. We did it again in 03. It was very well attended, and we've been doing it ever since. This year is our seventh year, and as usual, we have a top-notch line of speakers set up. I'm not going to dwell on these individually right now, but we have topics all the way from hemlock woolly adelgid to bark beetles, mountain pine beetles especially, and even things about elevated CO2 and O3 for the global change. Last year, we focused primarily on exotic forest pests. This is a very hot topic, even today. We had a lot of some gypsy moth, emerald ash borer, of course. There was a whole half symposium on that this morning. Not just exotic pests that were in North America, but we also had people speak about exotic pests from here that went elsewhere, as Nancy Gillette talked about the red turpentine beetle going to China and wreaking havoc over there. In 2006, we took this opportunity to honor one of our own. Wayne Beresford retired, so we gathered a group of speakers that knew Wayne and had worked closely with Wayne, and it was a very good symposium. It was very personal. There was a lot of funny stories. Wayne, I think, enjoyed it quite a bit. I didn't hear that he didn't, so we're going to assume he liked it. 2005, we did our best to take some of the most up-to-date research and just get a general tree-insect interactions symposium. In 2004, we did the same thing. We had John Borden talk about some of his research in Canada. Some of the folks from the Southern Station gave talks, Brian Sullivan. James Ray also talked about the hemlock woolly adelgid. And we had some speakers from the northern part of the states as well, talking about emerald ash borer and the brown tail moth. In 2003, we had another rather general forest entomology symposium. We had Bill Mattson talking about phytophagous insect pressures. Lynn Riske and Ken Raffa and Dan Herms all spoke for us. And again, you can see one of the common things we've had is emerald ash borer. Since it is such a large pest, we've tried to have someone, I think every year but this year, has talked about emerald ash borer. And one thing you notice is this was our very first one, and you notice since this, we significantly pared down the number of speakers we had. This many speakers is kind of logistically difficult, so we found it was a lot better to have fewer speakers, but give them a little more time to get their story out, and we think we've had a pretty good run with our current format. And if anyone is interested, just over the last 7 years, we pride ourselves on trying to get a very diverse group of speakers. So we're trying not to just get all academics, not get all Forest Service. We try to get state forest entomologists. We try to get forest health professionals, as well as even some folks from industry. So even though this is 50% academic, we do feel that that's doing pretty well considering a lot of the other symposia, which are almost dominated entirely by academics.